whether we like it or not, this is Satan's world. He has authority in it. We can either resist his authority or submit to his authority, but he has power. He's not going to want those Christians to go because he knows it starts the program of his demise. He will fight the demise. He will fight the fact that he will not be victorious through it. He will gather the army there at Armageddon, and I don't want to get into our brother's subject, but there will be an attempt to stop God's program happening. But he can't do it because we'll be snatched. It implies that we'll be met with a sort of welcome that would be given to a newly arriving dignitary. I think it implies the idea that the person being met, you know, we can have a casual meeting. In fact, you know, you go up to the shopping centre and you're walking through and you suddenly meet somebody. That's a casual meeting. But you're going to part and you're going to go your way. But in the Greek, really, it implies that the person being met and meeting you will take you to the place where the person came from. That's the literal meaning of the Greek word. It means to meet and to take you away to be where they were. Notice it's a planned event, not a chance meeting, or another Greek word would have been used. And then he says this in Corinthians, "Behold, I show you a mystery. We shall not all sleep, but we'll all be changed." It's a mystery. To us, a mystery implies knowledge withheld. You know, you read a mystery book, and what do? You start and the end, the solving of the mystery is withheld right till the end, otherwise it doesn't keep your attention to read through the rest of the book or watch the rest of the television program. That is not what the word means here. It is means previous or truth revealed. And to the Greeks, the mysteries were religious rites and ceremonies practiced by secret societies. And when a person was initiated into that society, he became possessors of certain knowledge that was not imparted to the uninitiated. Now, I can explain this a little bit. In my younger years, before I became a Christian, a friend of mine and his father was well versed in it. He was in the lodges, and I became members of a junior lodge. And of course, to enter the room and to enter into the ceremonies that were involved, you had to have what? The secret password. You know, you'd go to the door, the slot would slide back, you'd have to give the password, that would be closed, the door would be open, you'd be admitted. Those were in my younger years, and that, praise God, I got converted, and that went very quickly out of the door. But you see, that was how the lodges worked and how it happened. But here, Paul is saying, "Behold, I show you a mystery. I'm going to reveal to you something that has never been revealed before." And what was that thought? He's going to reveal to believers that we'll not all sleep. Until then, everybody believed they were going to die. Doesn't mean they didn't believe in resurrection. Resurrection from the dead was taught right the way back to Job, and even to Abraham believed that if he killed his son, he believed that God could even raise his son from the dead because he'd made the promises to Isaac. Here is a new fact that's being revealed, that not everybody will die. And this was not available to the Old Testament saints until Christ died and the church was formed at Pentecost. It was not possible that this could happen. And this truth and event is an exclusive promise to the church. You have no other scriptures that tell you this event will take place. It will happen in the moment, in the twinkling of an eye. At the last trump, the trumpet shall sound, and the dead shall be raised incorruptible, and we shall be changed. Moment, an indivisible period of time. Many of you will know the origins of that word. It's a word in the Greek which is the word atmos, and we took our word from that because it means time indivisible. That's why we got our word atom from it. because it's one early in the language, it was not believed you could split the atom or make any smaller particle from the atom. Of course, that is not true today. It will happen in the twinkling of an eye. It's a word used to describe rapid movement, like a sudden gust of wind. But here it describes the rapid movement of the eye that is quicker than a wink or a blink. So how do you measure it? I've heard lots of explanations on how you measure it. 1/34,000th of a second. Still, you can measure it. This says it's in a twinkling of an eye. And some have said that maybe the best description for what a twinkling of an eye is, it's a measurement of the reflection of light striking the eye at the speed of light. So light travels at what? 300,000 kilometres per second. So it's quick. The event will be a quick event. That's why people call it the secret rapture. And we get it from that passage. And the dead will be raised incorruptible. You see, that's one of the reasons for the rapture. We will, in that instantaneous moment of time, get a body that is incorruptible. What an amazing thought. That this, if this were to happen in the next 5 minutes, you know, how different would we be? You know, all those problems that we're carrying around would be gone. I know one thing, I'd lose my metal hip on the right side. It's a pain in the neck having them every airport you go through. You've got to strip down almost everything off to get through that security thing. I'll be doing it next Friday on the way to Adelaide, and I know what'll happen. First the belt, then the shoes, and they can't take any more off unless you become indecent, but and they'll still run the thing over you. All of these things will be receive an incorruptible body. And that's not just a change of our being now, but it will never deteriorate from the moment we get that body. It will be what we have for all of eternity. What a blessing that will be. Be at the last trump. I don't think it'll be the shofar, brother. Some think that it will be done when the Feast of Trumpets takes place. I don't quite believe that, because that's for the Jews, it's not for the church. I think we have to be careful. I think it is a technical term, and many of you may have heard me say it before, but I'll say it again. The Romans, when they moved camp, blew a trumpet to make things happen. The first trumpet meant that they packed up their goods, and they pulled down the tents and packed up all their gear ready to move. There would be later a second blast, and the troops would arrange themselves in their legions and troops, and at the same time as they left their tents, they would burn the camp to make sure that their enemy couldn't use it. And then the third trumpet would sound and the army would be on its move. And I think personally that that's a reference maybe that Paul uses. Remember, Paul was well versed in Roman soldiers. He spent enough time in their company, mostly as prisoners, and that's why in Ephesians he describes the armour of God, and he describes Roman armour, how a Roman soldier would dress. He was well aware. In many other places he uses Roman military terms. He uses the word keep in his passages. You know, and a keep is what the final place of defence. You know, he mentions keeping your hearts, you know, garrisoning your hearts, literally what he's saying. And if you remember in England, if you look at the old castles and in Europe, they built the castle, which was a great thing, but they had one final place of defence in the castle, and that was the keep. And the keep was usually a tower within the castle. Normally it was built round so that it would deflect cannonballs. Sometimes they built them square, but if you've got a square tower and you fire cannonballs at it, you can knock edges off and collapse it. It had only very narrow slips and only one door, And that was the final place of defence. Paul uses it sometimes in that word keep in the scriptures to garrison our hearts within. You know, it's a thought that our hearts are fully protected within. When we're believers, we're protected from the attacks of Satan. So here he says this, he uses these military terms.